It's time now for the Bible Truth Broadcast with Dr. Ron Reynolds, pastor and Bible teacher. Listen now as Dr. Reynolds teaches the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Bible Truth Broadcast with Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds. Listen now as they preach the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Good morning, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Bible Truth Broadcast this morning. This is Pastor Tim Reynolds, and I'm excited to be with you on another beautiful Lord's Day. Before I get into the message this morning, there's a couple of things I'd like to mention. First of all, I'd like to say happy birthday to my grandmother, Jessie Reynolds. My grandma Jessie turned 92 years old this past week. And we love Grandma Jessie and appreciate her, and we want to wish her a happy birthday. And then also I would like to ask all of our radio partners and radio listeners to keep my mom in prayer, Janie Reynolds. My mom has been in the hospital this week. She has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is a type of cancer of the blood, and she's had some health trouble this week, been in the hospital, but she's currently taking chemotherapy, and I just would like everyone to keep her and my dad, of course, in prayer, and we thank you so much for that. We know that, God is the great healer and the great physician, and he has given us doctors, of course, to treat us, and we pray that the doctors do a great job as well. But keep my mom in prayer, if you would, please. We would certainly appreciate that. Well, the message this morning is titled, Praying When You're Under Pressure. Praying when you're under pressure. In the book of Psalms, chapter 142, the Bible says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. Now, this is David speaking. He says, with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Well, you know, life is filled with all kinds of pressures. I don't think you can go through life without pressure. Some pressure is actually good. It's kind of good to be under some pressure. We wouldn't get anything accomplished if you didn't have time pressures and things such as that. And so it's good to be under some sort of pressure. But this morning I'm talking about praying when you're really under pressure and something very serious in your life is maybe weighing you down. Could be financial pressure, or maybe it's health pressure, as I mentioned my mom a few minutes ago. But there's all kinds of pressures in life. Now, this psalm is written by King David. David was a great man of faith. King David was a man of vision. He was a great military man and a leader of men. David was gifted in music and in poetry, wrote most of the Psalms. But like many people who love and trust God, David also struggled with discouragement and depression. Charles Spurgeon, who is noted as being called the Prince of Preachers, said this, "Fits of depression come over most of us. Usually cheerful as we may be, we must at times be cast down. The strong are not always vigorous. The wise are not always ready. The brave are not always courageous, and the joyous are not always happy." Well, if Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, could say that, I think all of us could say that even at times, even though we may be people of faith and love God, there are times we face discouragements and pressures in life. Now, when David wrote this psalm, he happened to be in a cave. David is running from King Saul. David's not been made the king yet, and Saul is chasing David. He's a fugitive, and David at this time is taking refuge in a cave. You know, people have many caves in life. There's all kinds of different caves. There's the cave of discontent, the cave of weariness, the cave of guilt, the cave of disappointment, the cave of doubt. There's all kinds of caves that come along in our life. Now, what's curious about David in his cave is, to make matters worse, here he goes to this cave to be by himself, and all of a sudden here comes another group who's just as miserable as he is, and they've come to him looking for comfort. You know, the old saying goes, misery loves company. And here David tries to run and be by himself in this cave, and here comes some more miserable people. We read about this in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 22. And verse 1, the Bible says, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Well, he didn't want them to come to him. David was content with being alone at this time. And verse 2 says, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. And David became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. So it's kind of, humorous in a way that here David tries to escape to a cave to be alone, and here comes 400 more miserable people, and these are the ones that God places in David's life for him to be a captain or a leader over them. And so we're going to look at two things regarding David today. We're going to look at the discouragement of David and the defeat of David's discouragement. First of all, let's look at the discouragement of David. Back to our text in Psalms 142. The first thing we see is that David feels disoriented. In verse 3 of Psalms 142, David says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. That means that he didn't know where to turn at the time. David wasn't sure who to trust. He didn't know who his friends were. He didn't know the next step to take. Should I go try to make peace with Saul? Should I hide in the cave? Should I gather up an army together? What should I do? You can kind of picture him maybe stooped over in the cave with his face buried in his hands, and he's just thinking, what now, Lord? What am I going to do, Lord? Have you ever been there? You know, I think if you've been a Christian for a period of time, that you've probably been to that place in your life. I know there's been times I have felt that way where, you just didn't know which way to turn. And that's what David is feeling. He's disoriented. He said, my spirit was overwhelmed. Just overwhelmed with what he should do regarding King Saul and his hiding in this cave. And then David feels deserted. Now, verse 4 of Psalms 142 is one of the saddest verses in the Bible. David says, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Now, here's what's interesting. We just read where there were 400 men in the cave with David. All these who were discontented and in debt, they all were in the cave, and yet David says, I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. Well, what's he saying there? Well, I think what he's saying is that even though he had people around him, David still felt all alone. Did you know it's possible to still feel all alone and have people around you? I know if you go over to St. Louis, maybe to the airport or to the ball stadium or something, you can be around a big crowd of people and still feel like you're all alone. That's what David felt like. He just felt like he was deserted. That's what problems do. That's what pressures do in life. Sometimes pressure will make you feel like you are the only one that's going through a certain situation. And so David felt that way. He felt disoriented. He felt deserted. And then David feels depressed. In verse 6, he says, attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. That means that he began to be depressed. Now, there's some Christian theology that teaches that real Christians don't experience depression. Well, I just don't see that. I don't think that's true. I think that even the strongest of believers go through times of doubt and possibly even depression. Here's some famous Bible characters. Elijah. Remember Elijah, he was the one that had the worshipers of Baal. And if you remember the story, they cut themselves and cried to their god Baal all day long, and no fire came from heaven. And then Elijah had him pour water around his altar, and he prays a simple short prayer to God, and the altar was consumed with fire, and he won a great victory in 1 Kings chapter 18. Well, when you read on and look at 1 Kings chapter 19, you find a different kind of scenario. The Bible says in 1 Kings 19, and Ahab, who was the king at that time, told Jezebel, his wife, all that the prophet Elijah had done and how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. The Bible tells us in verse 4 that Elijah himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Elijah had a great victory in chapter 18, and in verse 19, he's asking for God to take his life. What happened there? He was discouraged. He was depressed. He was fearful that Queen Jezebel was going to hunt him down and take his life. And so the great prophet Elijah faced depression. Jonah, if you read the life of Jonah, when he preached to the city of Nineveh, and God allowed the people to repent, it made Jonah upset. He would rather have seen Nineveh consumed by God's wrath. And in Jonah chapter 4, we read that Jonah says to God, I may as well die. Lord, just take my life from me. And so Jonah, Moses, several times in leading the children of Israel on the Exodus, became depressed in his leadership. Here's King David. David is a man after God's own heart. And yet David says, no man cared for my soul. Even godly leaders, even Christians, face times of doubt and discouragement and, yes, even depression. And then David feels defeated. In verse 6, he says, deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. In his desperation, David sees nothing except for those that are gathered up against him. You know, he couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. All he could see was that his enemies were stronger than him. He already feels defeated. In fact, he compares himself to a prisoner in the next verse. David says, bring my soul out of prison. He felt like a prisoner in his trouble and in under his pressure. Now, that's the discouragement. What about the defeat of David's discouragement? How did David defeat his discouragement, and how can you and I as believers defeat discouragement that comes up in our lives? Well, let me share these with you real quick. Number one, David verbalized his problems to God. Back to verse 1, he says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. What does that mean? Well, that means that David was upfront and honest with God. Now, it's not teaching that we're to go around complaining all the time to God. In fact, God does not like when we complain. Many times there are things we ought to be content with and happy with, and we complain about them anyway. It's not talking about that. It's talking about in this situation where David felt so discouraged that he just poured his soul out to God. I think that's what made David such a great man. And I certainly made him a man after God's own heart. It was his openness before God. You know, God knows our thoughts anyway. God knows our thoughts. He knows what we're going through. And just as a good father would want his children to come and talk to him if they were going through some kind of problems or difficulties, our Heavenly Father wants us to do the same thing. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So God wants us to verbalize or talk about our problems to him. And then David recognized his presence before God. In verse 3, he says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, at that time I was most discouraged, then thou knewest my path. That means that David was aware that even in his times of discouragement, God was in total control. God knows the beginning of the path, the middle of the path, and the end of the path. Elijah could not find a wilderness that God wasn't already there. Jonah could not find a boat and a belly of a whale that God wasn't there. David could not find a cave that God wasn't there. In Psalms 139, listen please to verse 7. David again is writing here and he says, where shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. David knew, even in discouragement, that God was in total control. And then David realized his provision was in God. Back to Psalms 142 and verse 5, he says, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion. David was aware that his provision in life, that everything came from God. Christian living is more than just, the sweet by and by. It's also about God providing for us here on earth. And so David knew that even though here he was hunkered down in a cave and running for his life, that God still was going to provide and take care of him. And then David, here's the last thing, David resumed his praise to God. In verse 7, he says, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. You know, when we pray to God, even when we're under pressure, when we pray to him, when we're under maybe financial pressure or, again, health pressure or family pressure, whatever the case is, we should still praise God. When we stop and think about, we seem to focus on problems and pressures sometimes more than the blessings of God. But if you really get still and think about all the good things that God has done for you, maybe it would be a good idea before we complain to him to thank him for all the good things that we do have. Amen. And so praying under pressure involves also praising God, even when we're going through different things in our lives. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think allowed David to be in his cave? Well, it was God. David was running from King Saul, but it was God who allowed David to be in that cave. And as you read on, God used that time when David was discouraged to gather those men, those 400 men who were also discouraged, and ended up leading them and eventually becoming the king of Israel. So God will even allow these discouragements and pressures in our life to grow us, and then we can look back and say, hey, I now understand why I went through that. It was God leading all along. Well, I pray the message has been a help to you, and again, maybe you're facing some pressure in life. I pray that you'll just hang in there and pray to God and trust him to see you through that situation. And we thank you so much for listening this morning. We thank all those who support the Bible Truth broadcast with your prayers and your monthly financial support. If you'd like to be a radio broadcast partner to help us stay on the air here at WMIX, you could listen to the announcer at the end of the program, and he will tell you how you can become a Bible Truth broadcast radio partner. Well, thank you again. I'm looking forward to being with you again next week. And until that time, this is Pastor Tim Reynolds saying, may God bless you, is my prayer.
Thank you so much for tuning in the Bible Truth broadcast today. If you believe in what Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds are preaching, please consider becoming their radio partner. Help them get the truths of God's Word to this generation. Just send any size offering to Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for your help. Until next Sunday, may God bless you is our prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Truth Broadcast today. If you would like to be a Bible Truth Broadcast radio partner to help spread God's Word to Southern Illinois and the surrounding area, you may send your gift to the Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for listening.